Orlando, we have $8,500 on the line. Do you know your stuff?
Hope so. I believe so.
All right, let's do it. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
You got it. Good luck. $8,500.
All right, so here's the thing, Orlando. He's going to walk out. I got to wait for that big door to close so he can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in, ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Yes, I am.
Number one, a 60-foot balloon of Kim Kardashian in a blue bikini showed up in Times Square to advertise her new swimwear line. She first became known when she was a friend and stylist to what hotel heir?
Paris Hilton.
Number two, Tony Danza confirmed a Who's the Boss sequel is coming, but that may not have been his most famous role. His breakout was when he played a struggling boxer also named Tony. What show was that?
Taxi.
Number three, after rumors that they got into an argument and haven't spoken, Pete Davidson sent Colin Jost a $20,000 watch allegedly as an olive branch. They jointly purchased for $280,000 a couple years ago. What?
What is a statue?
Number four, this week Jennifer Hudson was hit in the head with a basketball while attending a New York Knicks game. Sitting next to her was what other celebrity / her boyfriend that tried to protect her from the ball?
I don't know.
And number five, Netflix's new reality series about Meghan Markle, or as she likes to be called, Meghan Sussex, is being blasted as terrible. What's it called?
I don't know either.
Okay, that's okay, Orlando. Let me bring her in.
Yo!
2 out of 5.
All right, 2 out of 5 ain't bad. Well, you know, $8,500. Let's see how I do. Here we go.
Number one, 60-foot balloon of Kim Kardashian in a blue bikini showed up in Times Square to advertise her new swimwear. She first became known when she was a friend and stylist to what hotel heir?
Paris Hilton.
Paris Hilton is correct.
Pretty wild how all that goes, huh?
Yeah. Number two, Tony Danza confirmed a Who's the Boss sequel is coming, but they may not have been his most famous role. His breakout was when he played a struggling boxer also named Tony. What show was that?
It was in Taxi.
Taxi's right.
Yeah.
Number three, after rumors that they got into an argument and haven't spoken, Pete Davidson sent Colin Jost a $20,000 watch allegedly as an olive branch. They jointly purchased what? For $280,000 a couple years ago.
A ferry.
That's right, the Staten Island Ferry. Number four, this week Jennifer Hudson was hit in the head with a basketball while attending a New York Knicks game. Sitting next to her was what other celebrity / her boyfriend that tried to protect her from the ball?
Common. You know, when I saw that too, I was thinking to myself, I thought they were on again, off again.
They've been together a while.
Yeah, well, marry her already. Mm-hmm. What are you, stupid?
That's not nice.
Well, I mean, seriously.
She's quite a gem.
She's pretty wonderful, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number five, Netflix's new reality series about Meghan Markle, or she likes to be called Meghan Sussex.
I heard that.
Is being blasted. What's it called?
Oh, gosh, she changed the name. So, with Meghan, Meghan with Love, or from Meghan with Love?
It doesn't. You won anyway, but it's With Love, Meghan.
That's it.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Orlando. He beat you 4-2 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
Sounds good. My name's Orlando, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, bro. $8,600 come Monday, Anna.